I wanted to read one poem that would be more recent. This poem is called 1979. New England is weird. It's like the next moon out from Jupiter without a fancy name, like Amalthea, too small to be a sphere. Amalthea was the goat that nursed Zeus. Everybody here says we've had a tough winter, and the papers keep publishing pictures of people doing rugged things like hauling wood on a horse-drawn sled to save fuel. A woman won the annual dog sled competition in Adams, and a boy of 19 had to go to court in Lee for trying to hang a dog in the Lenox playground. The roads have been icy. There were a lot of accidents. The man who ran the Amco station in town was killed. His widow wrote an awful public letter. I can't speak of that. It was printed next to endless other letters from women vouching for the character of a local gynecologist involved in a big malpractice suit in Pittsfield. And the Pittsfield District Court judge, Judge Chimney, was listed publicly as being one of the 10 worst judges in Massachusetts because he holds you in contempt so much. Now the Red Sox are having their first exhibition game, and we're having a thaw. Massive ice jams on rivers and streams have washed out many roads and bridges, and the town firemen pumped out 30 flooded cellars in 24 hours. The people who live on Yokin Avenue, which is the rich part of town, hired lawyers to prevent the electric company from erecting a pole because they said it might lower their property's value by falling down. Arthur Capon, the retired librarian in his 90s from Worthington, is convalescing from an illness in the hospital in Northampton. And another man from Worthington lost his wallet in Florida, but it was returned to him intact by a couple from Vermont. The new police chief, who's not a local person, is said to be a stiff. And the Lebanese entrepreneur who runs the snack shop raised the rent at all the other stores he owns on the block to eliminate competition, so the health food store moved across the street. One of the selectmen retired in anger because of a fight about whether snowmobiles should be allowed on the cross-country skiing trails. I found out William Shirer hated Gertrude Stein. In fact, the windows of our apartment were frozen shut most of the year so far. There was a 60-hour power failure in Worthington while 17 inches of snow fell and people had to shovel ice from their roofs so they wouldn't cave in from the weight of it. Clark could hardly get down from his mountain half the time this winter, and Paul and Nancy had a lot of ice in Beckett. They couldn't even make it to the book party for the Golden Book of Words and Own Face, after which a lot of the local people told me what they thought of my book. Lately, trucks and trains carrying nuclear wastes have started traveling through the Berkshires from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and an Iranian art object is being raffled off by feminists in Lenox to celebrate International Women's Day, while the women in Iran are demonstrating against having to wear this floor-length veil I feel Massachusetts has on. The new governor, whose name is Ed King, is some kind of ex-gangster who started a new program to track down what he calls delinquent welfare fathers, and whenever anybody says anything against him, especially a woman, he just fires them. And the whole state government has become against abortion and sex. The Pittsfield High School Band will represent the state in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York next week, and the girls' basketball team made the Western Mass Finals. Pittsfield's ex-mayor, Evan Dobell, who's actually Jewish, is a big pal of Carter's and will run Carter's 1980 campaign. I think I've been reading the papers too much. An unusual number of gray owls have been sighted here this year, but many owls are dying because there are not enough mice for them. Bill Lee said he smoked marijuana for 10 years, longer than it's been since they traded Bernie Carbo to Cleveland, and also Tiant to the hated Yankees. Poor Carlton Fisk has a sore elbow, as you know. They're raising the drinking age to 20 because they keep saying somehow alcohol is what they call filtering down to the 15 and 16-year-old people, but anyone over 18 is still allowed to work in a bar as long as they don't drink it. We've only had 6 feet of snow so far, and everyone says there'll be more. I tried to buy contraceptive cream at the local drugstore, Hagyards, but they were out of it. But the young girl who worked there told me it was only because it was Monday. And you should see, she said, how they buy it on the weekend, and she grinned. This was the first time anybody in New England has ever said anything so risque to me. It was sort of like watching the ordeal of Patty Hearst on TV. We often smell a skunk, and the gas stations have started rationing. Food costs so much money, we always eat the same things now, and the ice we have fallen on all winter is almost completely gone. The town is going to turn Little Anthony's into housing for the elderly, and to us now anything over freezing seems like it's balmy, because for so many weeks the cold was like an envelope. We've been here long enough that the walls need repainting, but this July the landlord's going to raise our rent so high, we'll either have to move somewhere else or else we'll die from love of the simplicity of it and even these trees they keep chopping down because of Dutch elm disease. The people across the street get the tree men all the time to cut off the tops of old evergreens threatening their house, but not the bottoms, which protect their privacy from Main Street, where we shoot up all the time like branches growing stubbornly behind these windows against the northeast odds of love surviving. We're not smart enough to be nomads or Indians. We're here all the time, living like minimal buttons on a coat, devoted to a decimating rhythm and its consequent rhyme, and all the warmth allowed beneath the cover of this weird, unlifting cloud, March 9th.